I'll ask Kenya and Karen to come and join me up here. I even have a microphone for each of you. And I thought maybe we could just start with introducing yourselves, who you are and where you're from and what yearly meeting you're a part of.
First, I would like to share with you this verse from the Bible. Psalm 133:1.
Hold it close to your mouth so that.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Mm-hmm. I felt this morning called to share with you this verse of the Bible. I'm from Cuba and very delighted to be with you this morning. This is my second time here. If you can remember me, I was here about 2 or 3 years ago, and I share with you one Sunday morning a message. I'm very happy to be here again. When I came here, I never thought I was going to be again. Yes. I'm from Cuba Yearly Meeting. This is a program. Yearly meeting that is part of the FUM, Friends United Meeting. And we, on Sunday morning, we have a worship just like the one that you are having now. We are very similar. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to speak in English. It's not really good, but I'm trying because we need to save time for translate. I'm Karen from Guatemala. I belong to the Holiness Yearly Meeting. We have 3 yearly meetings in Guatemala, and we are around 20,000 Quakers in Guatemala. And in my... For him?
Me?
Oh. In my monthly meeting, I have a ministry with 15 young people and around 12 kids. My husband and me, we don't have kids, but I think we have enough with them. And my mom joined us with our ministry. So I'm so happy to be here with my first time and to join with that great family Quaker.
Thank you. It's just good to have you be together. I think they have a little bit that they want to share, and I'll feel free to ask them questions. They've been in meetings all day yesterday, so I said, don't prepare too much. Just come, and we'll figure it out. But Karen shared some things last night that I thought were particularly appropriate to share again, and it looks like Kenya's been doing some thinking. God speaks, and, you know, even in our busyness, we get message. So I'm going to step to the side, turn my microphone off, because Philip says that's the key, and let them kind of go ahead. Kenya will translate if is needed, and then we'll just, and I may introduce with a question or something, but go ahead.
Well, in our meeting, we had an exercise where they call us to express in a piece of paper what is our experience with FWCC. They were asking us to write how does FWCC has changed our life, or what have we experienced with our work with FWCC. And Karen has something to share, and me too.
Well, I'm brought in Spanish, and I'm going to read in Spanish because it's easy for me. Mm-hmm. And Kenya is going to translate because, well, I think it's very important to share that I began my relation with the FWCC since 1996 in the Quaker Youth Pilgrimage, and that opened my mind, and I had the opportunity to know the different branches of the Quakerism. So I had the opportunity to work with the executive committee, and this is my experience in FWCC. So I'm going to read in Spanish. Estoy involucrada a trabajar con el Comité Mundial porque mi condición espiritual ha crecido.
I have been involved. I have been involved in working with FWCC, and since then my spiritual condition has grown.
Conociendo y compartiendo las experiencias de los miembros de esta gran familia diversa.
Knowing each other and sharing each other, all the members of this big family of friends.
Una de las cosas que más valoro es haber aprendido la importancia de los servicios sociales como cuáqueros.
One of the things that I have valued the most has been all the social work that Quakers do.
En favor de nuestras propias comunidades.
In favor of our own communities.
Y he aprendido que lo espiritual va de la mano con nuestros hechos.
And I have learned that the spiritual things go together by the hand also with our acts.
Me contagié de la pasión con la que muchos cuáqueros alrededor del mundo trabajan para otros.
Friends had taught me and to be passionate with with Quakers in some other parts of the world.
Trabajar en favor de la paz.
Working in favor of peace.
En favor del desarrollo.
In favor of the development.
En favor de la salud.
And health.
Del medio ambiente.
The environment.
Etc. He podido entender que la fe sin obras es muerta.
I have understood that faith without facts or acts is dead.
He podido sentir que Dios transforma nuestras vidas cuando nos ponemos a su servicio.
I have felt that God can transform our life when we serve Him.
Y lo más importante de todo es que encontré el verdadero sentido de mi vida.
And the most important thing is that I have found the real sense of my life.
Thank you.
And I would like to share also something that I wrote. The first time I went to an FWCC gathering, it was in the New Hampshire Triennial, year 2000. And at that moment, I never thought that there were different ways of worshiping in our Quaker family, in our religious society of friends. It was wonderful to meet with friends from different traditions and cultures, to share our deep personal experiences, and at that moment I felt that I was part of a big family, the family of Quakers in the world, a family that with our diversity can worship in the same spirit in unity. Working with FWCC had made me grow as a Quaker and as a person and deepen in our Quaker roots. In my yearly meeting, there are many friends that had been involved in the work of the FWCC. This has been important, the connections with Quakers around the world, to feel the need that we have to learn more about the different traditions, and especially to learn more about our roots and our testimony of peace. That is why we had opened an institute that we called Cuban Quaker Institute of Peace, where there are two main courses. One is about creating a culture of peace, and the other one is about deepen in our Quaker studies. So this project has been growing, and we have had several students, not only Quakers, but people of the community. And our purpose is to go deeper and to, in the future, have some other some Latin American students in our institute. That's our hope, to have that in the future.
Kenya, one of the things that, as I've told people that you were going to be here and that you were from Cuba, people said, we have Quakers in Cuba? So how long have Quakers been in Cuba?
Quakers arrived to Cuba in the year 1900.
Okay.
There were five missionaries, three from North America and two were from Mexico.
Okay. And you continued to meet throughout the times when we weren't allowed to go, and there was, we heard stories about oppression and difficulty for religious freedom, and you were allowed to continue.
Yes, there was a time when the church was very depressed in 1959 through the first years of the revolution, because some people felt like discriminated, and some of them left the country. So there was a very small remnant in the church. So that remnant were our teachers, were the people that were our pastors, and the one that made the church grow in the years that came after that. Then in the 1990s there was like an opening in the mind of the people and in the mind of the government about the religion, and so people approached to the church, and people that had left the church many years ago, they came back. So the church in Cuba is growing. We are 500 members, but if we count the attenders, the children, and all of them, we are around 1,000 people. In Cuba, we have 10 yearly meetings plus three missions.
10 yearly meetings or 10?
10 monthly meetings.
Monthly meetings.
Monthly meetings plus three or four missions. Four missions, actually.
Right. Wow. And what kind of work are you involved in your meeting or yearly meeting?
I'm the recording clerk of the yearly meeting, the recording clerk of the monthly meeting. But I also like to work with children.
Huh?
And I have my main ministry is with children and with Christian education in my monthly meeting.
Wonderful.
So we program the theme of the month. We program what we are going to do during the month. And also we also program the lessons with children. And recently, this is something that Karen and I have to share with you. We have been working with a project that it's called Godly Play. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about Godly Play?
Oh, yeah.
And Faith and Play? Do you have this here?
We haven't done it here at this meeting, but I know about it, and yes.
Yeah.
And I know that Carol Menkes came to visit Cuba.
Yeah. And she's going to...
to Guatemala?
Guatemala.
Ah.
Next month.
So it has been a very good thing, because it has been all through FWCC, the connection with the project, and friends from FWCC, they had supported the translation from English into Spanish, the books, and that has been very interesting experience. And we have felt that the children with that project, they had shared their own thoughts in a different way.
Mm. we can own a part of that because Carol Menkes is a member of Northwest Yearly Meeting and West Hills Friends Church. And so, and she's fluent in Spanish. She grew up in, I forget what country, but another country, where they spoke Spanish. And so, she's fluent in Spanish and is the perfect one to travel to, these countries and to share what she's learned. She's also a trained godly play instructor and has done that for years in English here in this, country, traveled around and do that. So, yes.
This,
yeah, but make
possible with
a
grant from Good News.
Yeah, but
the international travel that she's done to UNU has been made possible by Good News Associates, which is this congregation is involved in.
Thank you.
We really want to thank you because we have been very blessed with the project.
What is godly?
Would you define what godly play is?
It's a series of books, and also it's a way of teaching that has their own ways of teaching that has been very, very fruitful. It combines using some objects to show children the story and at the same time, the teacher is talking and moving the objects, the pieces of things, and that's interesting. It has the stories from the Bible, but there is another project that is Faith and Play that is about Quaker stories, mm-hmm. stories of the early Quakers. And
they have a, it really emphasizes the story and telling the story and then interacting with the story. So the teacher has little symbols, little things that she can move around or he can move around that represent the people in the story or the river or whatever. So there, it's kind of an object lesson, like a flannel graph that we all used to do when we were little kids, only 3D on the ground. They sit on the floor on the ground and they, so they tell the story then with these items, and the teacher gets the children involved in actually telling the story and interacting with the story and talking about what it means to them, and the kids kind of get wrapped up in telling the story. And it's been a very positive thing. It's been really, really popular among Quakers. And then they've added the Quaker thing, so that's...
I wonder if Karen wants to say something about that.
Can I sit down for the godly play?
Well, yes. I have my first experience with godly play in Mexico in our meeting, in our annual meeting that last year. And it was very, very deeply... for the adults to learn about the stories, and it's like a deeply to, because the questions that in the final, at the end to the story, the teacher asks us a questions very, very deeply, very deep, and the all the adults around the story start to cry because everyone take their part, their su parte espiritual, mm. su enseñanza.
Yeah. Everyone took their personal teaching for themselves,
mm-hmm. and it's very, very helpful for kids, old or young people, and we are planning to. But we began to pray for come this to Central America, and we are going to have this training in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador the next month, and we are very excited for that.
Mm. And we already had one in Cuba, but next year we are hoping to have another one. And we are very happy that friends from Latin America can receive it too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones that are about the Quaker stories that they are not very connected with.
Karen, I thought you could share a little bit about what kind of work you do in your meeting. You shared yesterday to me about a little bit about what you do.
Okay, it's very different. God gave me a gift.
I started working.
Yeah, I started working with just kids, and then we went. My husband and me and my mom went to looking around the community for young, and they come to the church. We just working 4 years ago, just for kids and young people, and then we have now 40 people in the church, and we are like a pastor, but
her church doesn't have a pastor right now.
We don't have pastor, and
her family is working as pastors of the church.
Right. Yes, and we work with the kids' moms to give some training in cooking or handcrafts. And we give food for them, and we teach our young people to share with the others, and they have to domestic violence, and my concern is about them, about their life, how they are growing, what kind of problem they have, and I working very hard to keep beside them and teach them and take them to play some plays, soccer, or share different things, food or something like that. We have very hard work, but I think that God gave us this privilege to do that. So I'm really excited because I learned about what kind of project you are doing like that. That's very inspire me.
Like the work with Peace Through Pieces.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To Burundi.
Yes. Well, that's all.
Thank you. They will be around for a bit afterwards, and you can have further conversation, ask more questions, and talk with them. We want to move into open worship, but before we do that, I just want to pray blessing over you. I love to pray. Jesus, we just thank you for Kenya and Karen and for their faithfulness to follow you and to walk with you, and the way that they have done that in their meetings, in their where they live, and how you have carried them in all of that. We thank you for the work that you give them, for their love for children and young people, and we just want to pray blessing over them as they go back, that they will be renewed and strengthened in your love and in your presence. There will be a sense of really being accompanied by all of us as they go home, and that they know that we are praying for them and that we are lifting them up. God, we just thank you that you're at work around the world, among Quakers, among all denominations, and among all people, and we're grateful for that. And we just ask blessing on these two, Kenya and Karen, and the work that you have called them to do, that it will be empowered through your love. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Blessings. Thank you. You're welcome. I'll take your microphones.
Okay. Thank you, Lorraine, and thank you, friends, for letting us be here.
Yeah, we love it. We're going to enter into open worship, a time of just listening and waiting in the presence of God. If you have something to say, including Kenya and Karen, raise your hand and the microphone will be brought to you.